This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 208 for Tuesday, January 2nd. I'm Adam Pelashotti. On the first trading day of 2024, the ICE Futures canola market was under pressure due to weakness from comparable oils and a stronger United States dollar. While Chicago soy oil was up, European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were in the red, while crude oil eased back. The loonie was down 6/10 of a United States cent compared to Friday's close. The Bank of Canada did not publish an exchange rate on Monday due to New Year's Day. The March canola contract was down $10.30 per ton at $643.10. In the U.S., soybeans took a huge hit, while corn and wheat saw more modest losses. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported that 569,700 tons of 2023-24 U.S. corn were shipped during the week ended December 28th, down from 1.23 million the previous week. The trade is expecting U.S. corn used for ethanol during the month of November to total 451 million bushels, down 2.3% from the previous month, but steady from 1 year ago. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier kept his 2023-24 production estimates for Brazilian and Argentine corn steady at 117 million tons and 53 million, respectively, as traders pay attention to weather forecasts in both countries. StoneX reduced its estimate for Brazilian corn production by 1.4 million tons to 124.6 million. The March corn contract was down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.64. More than 960,000 tons of 2023-24 U.S. soybeans were shipped during the week ended December 28th, down 156,000 from the previous week. The trade is expecting the November crush to be at least 200 million bushels ahead of the USDA's monthly fats and oils report, as well as 1.567 billion pounds of soy oil stocks. Rainfall over the holiday weekend in Brazil was variable across the country, but 50 to 115 millimeters fell over the top soybean-producing region of Mato Grosso. More rain is expected for drier northern parts of the country this week. Cordonnier cut his projection for Brazilian soybean production by 2 million tons to 151 million, but left his estimate for Argentina steady at 50 million. StoneX cut its Brazilian production forecast by 8.9 million tons at 152.8 million. The March soybean contract was down 25 U.S. cents per bushel at $12.74. Russian drones attacked infrastructure at the Ukrainian port of Odessa on Monday, according to Ukraine's military, resulting in a fire breaking out at one of the terminals. After the U.S. Navy destroyed boats from Houthi rebels in Yemen on the Red Sea last weekend, Iran has dispatched a warship. However, the U.S. said it is not interested in expanding the Middle East conflict. The Panama Canal will increase the number of daily ship transits in January from 22 to 24 due to higher than expected water levels. The March Chicago wheat contract was down 21 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.07. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.29. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.16. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, January 2nd. From MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelashotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.